begin the current daven, set the Sanhedrin of Ches, we begin the basic, and the Tzimat, begin the Gemara, which actually belongs in Amen Aleph. Rabbi Almei says, the Kul Alma, B'chul, etc. Kagain, the Echnev Chav Gemel, Lemaidan, Din Nefesh. We're talking about where originally that they had gathered 23 for Din Nefeshes, and then they scattered, and then Azim is like, okay, you know what? Let's at least keep three to go ahead and do Din Mamnes. So today's explains, we're talking about Shehebi Ha'av Eidim Lazimum, where the father brought witnesses to do hazama to the Eidi Habal, and so they speak of the Kablam. So they didn't get an opportunity. The husband wanted to bring witnesses that his wife was Mizan. The husband brought witnesses to Mizan the Eidi Habal, and so the judge did not ever get a chance to receive them until they at the Ibdir, until they scattered. As Tesis explains, Mach Masayin is because something beyond the control of Mach Paschal, because of fear, or lack of Nehem Melcha, they had to go greet the king, or the Mdidas, and the Rufo had to do the jobs of the Dayanim to go ahead and measure the with to bring the capitated calf. So in this Rish Lakshle, this is only three judges that remain. But says Tesis, don't say Shekiblu that, oh, they received them, then they got scattered, because the Le'os Shaper, then it wouldn't make sense, Donuli Mihas, that he's saying, oh, a judge for me at least. Din Mamanis, because if they already received their Eidim, so they already judge a little bit of Din Nefashas, so it wouldn't just be Din Mamanis anymore. Next, this must begin with the Gemara, Meisve Vechulu, Bishom Rabba, Tabay Maman Tchila. Oh, it makes sense according to Rabba that it could say that they gathered the judges originally to do Din Mamanis, not Din Nefashas, so therefore it applies to say that Tabay Maman in the beginning is going to be three. But what it says, Kalaimra, in other words, because according to him, you weren't gathered for Din Nefashas. But according to Ula, that according to Chum, you're always concerned for Laz, that it's going to come to Din Nefashas, so you're always going to require 23 from the beginning. So if it doesn't make sense, says Taisis, how could it be this halach of Din Mamnes Tchila B'Shleisha? Next test, Master, begin with the words of Gemara. Ve'evi Av Eidim V'Hezimim. And the father brought witnesses and did Hazam, which Taisis explains. Well, when is this that after the husband brought witnesses and then the father went and did hazama to those witnesses, that's Kaidim Gemar Hadin. That must be before the Gemar Hadin. Ah, the Hashta Lekamisa Bezemin. So now there is no death penalty over here by the Edom that were hazama done to them. That's the same. Balik with Mammon. So if the father is coming to collect only the Mammon of the 100 Slam of the Metis Shemra of his son law, Begimel is with three. Because the lekel mechash lalaz, there's no concern about words getting out there. That is, shemi voy id macher, because that may be, oh, maybe it's going to bring other witnesses. But tzar chalais, you're going to have to add on. No, even the huzmu, since the father really did hazama to them, vadis had a shakaninu, they're for sure false witnesses. So there's no concern about any more witnesses coming. Now, but mokum dik in the fashas, what is the claim? Another, what does that mean? That Sheikh loved in the fashas, that it could come to capital punishment. Shlaihu is because they did not have a zama done to them. Elohu kreshu, only they were just refuted. Ah, then Baichav Gimel, then you need to have 23. And so Taisi Smith, but Tabin the fashas, Hachi Prish, what does it mean? It's going to be Tevein the fashas Tchila. Tabin Mammon means claiming money. Shlaihu loved in the fashas that could come to capital punishment. So Taisi Benicha, Lepirish Ben Tam. Now, it makes sense this Pirish. For Ben Tam, had the itzrich la bay la meimer. Now it makes sense why bay had to say the kulam according to everyone chayshon laz. We're concerned for the rumors. Why? Because the kulas sugi ayri. Because the whole sugi is talking about kachol chashu edia baal. Or it is where the with the witnesses are refuted. Or lekimno edusan, or just they didn't get their testimony exact. And Mishum the Chayshin Lalaz have Bechav Gimel Rabbanan. So, okay, because we're concerned for the word getting out there, that's where the rabbis require 23, because they can Chashash Lalaz, because yeah, there's a legitimate thing that maybe the word's going to get out of there, because since the Shaykh Misa Bahasra Stam, because yeah, even just a generic warning would apply the death penalty, the Shtemit Sar Chalayzav. So now maybe you might have to add a more witness, Modayanim, and that'll be a Pagam in their covet. So that makes sense according to Rabbeinu Tam. Of a pesha conscious, we're going to Rashi's interpretation in the Gemara. So Hachinami have a motzel lememra. The Abaye could have just as easily said the kulam according to everyone in chesh laz. That we're not concerned for the rumors.
If Allah have the Rabban best of Mishlaish, it's still according to Rabban, still would be 23. So why do you have to say everyone holds that Chayshim laws? So it says, Biashma Farshim the Pesha Kunja, some explain for Rashi, the Allah not get the reason why he picked the Kulam of Chayshim laws, according to Rabban, we're concerned for rumor, Mishim the refused to Ramea, it's telling a Chidish in Ramea's Shita. The Avak of the Chayshim laws, even though we're concerned for the word getting out there and that more witnesses will come, however, the Ramea Bishlaish is still according to Ramea, it's going to be only with three. Kim the Lekala Mechash Lasadachin, because since there's no concern for other witnesses, again, because, like we said, that he holds that we're not concerned that other witnesses are going to come. That's why we said this chiddush of kulei amachish and lalas. However, Tosis does say that miu kasha b'entam. What is difficult through b'entam is lamai the masik. The Gemara comes out later on in the Testament base where it has all these different interpretations. That says pluk the masni. I'll tell you what the machlekes in the mission is. But pluk the ben zakeitz. Disagreement with ben zakeitz halacha that. Regarding if there's a kasha only in the bedikas and not in the chakiras, the hashda now comes out that mighty shemra the mayor the ama b'shloisha that he says oh you only need three judges because have a tfias mei kesef the katava av we're talking about the father's claiming the 100 silver coins from the husband mighty shemra best b'shloisha drabanan. Now the other hand the rabban say you need 23 hain mechiv misas isha that regarding the woman's death penalty. But is mammon, and not with a monetary petition, because they ain't edusin betela b'hakasha b'dika l'rabbanan, because according to Rabbanan, they're not refuted with b'dika. It's only with the chakiris. So if that's the case, comes out that what Rameir said with three is one thing, and Rabbanan talking about 23 is talking about something totally different. So they're not even disagreeing on the same case. Boy, more with the mashma that it sounds like the koi ahad the amar. Something is going on what the Gemara previously had said. The kulam of the court, everyone chayshon lalaz that we're concerned for laz. Now the problem is we chayshon lalaz that we're concerned for the word getting out. The kiyaskachash that so even when there is a kasha, namalav b'chav gemur a meir, it should still be 23 according to a meir. Shemi boy edmacherim, because maybe other witnesses are coming to tarkal ha'isiv. They're gonna have to add on the yilaz and then it's gonna create these rumors on the first judges. So it says Taisis Umiyo Yeshli Yasha, but however you could answer this, could Muki, like we explained, could go into Iskachesh Bebedikis Iri. What it's talking about is that yes, that when we're talking about when they refute with Bedikis, is Nami Shekhishu Achakach Ede Ha'av. That we're talking about that the way it should be read. Is where the Bach adds on the words, and where what happened was, is that in the beginning the husband brought two pairs of witnesses that refuted each other, and then the father brought witnesses that refuted them also by chakiras, because there was a hakasha gemura. So that's what's in the hashto. So therefore, Rabbanan hold this no machiv misa. And have a falach, have a bechav gimel. So why do you need 23 judges? You have to be concerned about other witnesses. Now, even though those other witnesses, nami mekoshim and bedikas, they're going to be refuted with bedikas of the first sets of witnesses that the husband brought. But mikamaka miktali Rabbanan, they're still going to be. Execution according to Rabbanim, because the Akash, the Bedikas, Lava Akash, according to Rabbanim, that's not a full refutation. Because according to Rabbanim, Lava Akash, it is going to be considered as a refutation. So therefore, the Edom most definitely will be refuted, and therefore it's enough to do with three according to Rabbanim. And Tosis says the Ein Lahakshas L'Rabbeinu Tam. Now, don't ask on Rabbeinu Tam the following question. Because Labaya Lukulamaroid Lakamo, according to Bayan all the Amram that the Gemara is going to bring later on, that Deloy Machayev Misa L'Rameya, that according to Rameya, that holds that there's no Chiv Misa, and therefore the claim is only for the 100 slime. So, and they explain that that's why, because there's no application of Misa. So the question would be, Hech Machayev Kuv Kesef, then how could he hold that it's three judges for the claim of the 100 slime of the father claiming, Where can I come to a punishment of being stoned to death? Because the Amar Perignari, the Gemara says, "Kesubit of Mimdal Mabez, a Maitzah Shem Alakatan." If someone spreads this false word on a minor, Pat is exempt. Why? Given the Matzal Mekamer, since the other part of the Pasuk cannot be fulfilled, that Im Emesay Yadavu Iskali, that if it would be true that you'd be stoned, so how could there be the 100 slime? Hashem says, we can say, is the Mahayit Taima from that reasoning, Lim Maitina, we only exclude Elakatana, only a minor. The Labas Enchin Kla, which is not in the category of punishments at all. But if you are just excluded, like the case the Gemara brings, that would not exclude from the 100 slime. But it says to someone near Doichik, Mashapir Shabbin Tam, but it still seems pushing it, which Rabbin Tam explains. The Khashabale Hazama, that he explained that, as we previously explained, that they're refuting without Hazama, is Machayev Kupslan. According to his opinion, it's enough that the original witnesses were refuted that the husband owes the 100 kesef, even though the witnesses did not have a zama done to them. Like Rabbi Tam explained that now that the Eid Mahokrish, the father is being Teveya from the husband 100 kesef, that Tosis finds that difficult. And Batorch Leimar, the Rabbi Tam, also what you have to say according to Rabbi Tam, she materis labala, that she must be permitted to her husband when their testimony does not come out exact, or they're refuted. Because that now would be the case. Then actually, how could you be liable for the 100 slime when he's off and now the father's claiming it, so you had a false claim? But you cannot apply then isha, which it has to be that he has to keep her as a wife. Obviously, if they're not exact and he's getting 100 slime, he has to, she's actually permitted to her husband. What you can learn from here is the Asu Eidim Ba'amru. So witnesses come along and they say, Esh is playing Yizinsa. This guy's wife was Mizana. She acted with infidelity. The Ba'idrish B'chakira, that we require these different types of investigation of the witnesses, La'ish Ba'ila, to make her forbidden on her husband, as the Gemara is saying over here, this idea, because there might be a Kasha. But says it's besvaru, and actually logical today is the legarma gezos b'chavol is not any less than robbery and injuries, which Taisa Nav Gimel Menav the Maschel Shleya said requires drisha b'chakira. Now Bishami Motza Rashba, and Bishami the Rashba found a pluk the damaroy machlekes amaram the ikad the mefarash pluk the. There are those who explain the machlekes of our mishnah in ksuba regarding the ksuba mefarash according to Rashi explains. Which were previously explained. There are those who explained regarding the 100 slum that the father is claiming, like Rabbi Tam explains. So both these opinions are brought by Miram in the Yerushalmi. Next test, Master begins with the Gemara, Chayshin Lalaz. Chayshin Lachvaydin Shal Rishayin. So Abai says, okay, everyone's concerned for Laz, and everyone's concerned for the honor of the first judges. So Tosis explains, he says, Avagav the Chayshin Lalaz, what it means to say is that even though we're concerned for the laws of the judges, still, akatin afkalon, there's still a relevancy that we're concerned for the honor of the first judges. That is, in the case when shehivi abal edim shezinsa, where the husband brought witnesses that she was mizana, behavi have edim mizimam, the father brought witnesses and did azama to them, and such a situation. So there's no more concern for laz on the yon, because since they had hazama on the first witnesses, so then you're not being makabel other witnesses, and if you're concerned that they're going to go and do din fash again, still we're saying that there's still the covered of the first judges that left, and not to do it in front of three. Now, before then, the same thing is, to have a matzah l'meimah, the Gemara could have said, that Abai could have said that ein chayshin l'chavayin and shoroshayin, that we're not concerned for that, because these are two different. It's not the same thing, and but I said that no, that's the chiddush that there is chashash kavod shalushayim. But in lefarish, but don't explain me the chayshin laz that. Oh, what he was saying was for that we're concerned laz koshin the chayshin kavod shalushayim. Oh, you know, we're concerned when you switch to like when you the first one's left and now you're going to use just the three. That for sure we're concerned for that. K'demuchim rav min derava, like obviously, like actually, it seems like from rav that said on amad aleph. Says Tyson, no. Chada, first of all, ma'in zeh. What does one have to do with the other? These are two different principles, two different ideas. By Marab the Hala Ula, we find actually by Ula the Chayshin Rabban Lalaz, that according to the Rabban are concerned for Laz, but Lachvaydin Shem Lichashin, for the honor of earlier judges, when you now only do three, they're not concerned for that. The hechad abal hevi edim, where the husband brought witnesses, and that she was mezana. Behevi edim bezimum, and then the father brought witnesses and did hazama to them. Amar Rabban say, but like with mama begimel, you could do it with three. So you see that even though there was din nefashas, now you left for three, then they're not considered kvayin shal chacham. So it's not a kol shekin. That's not what Abaye is saying. That's what we're going to say. Abaye b'shar amarid. Come on, Abaye and the other amaris later on. Hichemuk mishutav mam b'shleisha. How do they explain that there's a case of today mom is going to be three? Which diladu that according to them, like l'ukmi, you can't explain the kugin shevi about edim shazinza, that the husband brought witnesses that she was zan v'hevi av edim v'zimim, and then the father brought witnesses and did hazama. Then k'dukim like the had previously explained that way. Why? Because keeping the sabr rabbanon, because since rabbanon hold, the gears is the kuli alma, that the kuli alma, that according to everyone you tell me chayshin lechavayin shavashayim, that we're concerned for the honor of the early ones. So then you would have to do it with 23. Hashem says, we can say, is not the ledu, that according to them, taba mammon, what does that mean? There was no warning at all. The like a misa el mammon, there's no death at all, only money. So then, yes, that's when you can do it with three. Now, Bekunjah's Pirish Rashi explains, the mukila kerdav rebchia, which is shehevi abal edim shezinza. The husband wrote witnesses that she's mazana. Vehevi av edim bezimim, and the father wrote witnesses that hazamad event. Why is it no concern about the honor of the first ones? The din achrinahu, because it's a whole different judgment. The mekar have a bal teveya, because originally the husband was claiming, and now the father is being teveya, and therefore there's two different halachas. There's no chayshim lechven shal rishayim. So it's taisa v'neir teched. This seems like it's pushing it the way Rashi is saying that because according to taisa it sounds like that chayshim lechven shal rishayim is even by a different halacha. Like it says, Master, begin with the words Gemara be'ed be'edim basra. So, but by all other mises, you'd have an assembly and witnesses and warning. Which taisa says actually mises not mitzarachid. Although we're saying this is unlike mises, but the truth is the person that was inciting people to do avodah zarah also needs quote unquote eida 23 judges. Ella, but what we're saying is, since it says that because you have to have 23, because 10 have to try to save, 10 have to try to find him guilty, and then there's extra 3. So, but the Mases, we don't try to find merits for him, we don't try to make claims for him. That's what we're saying, that quote unquote, there's no aid by Mases. But regarding 23, we do expound from this pasuk, which is the source of 23, because the ain't sorah lachali by Mases Lashachiv Mises. There doesn't seem to be any logic to differentiate between Mises and other Chiv Mises, and therefore you would require. And the truth is, Eid Masra Namichav by Mises. You need witnesses, you need a warning also by Mises. Ella, so what are we saying that that's different? It just means because we hide from the witnesses. We also don't explicitly warn them. Rather, we tell him, how can we leave our father in heaven? And go worship stones and wood. That's what it says, it doesn't happen. But really, all these things actually are b'meses too. It says, the Gemara is saying, oh, that's the case by a woman that's learned it. That's the machlekes in the Mishnah. But Taisus qualifies that must be Toma de Amar, where they said Shebal v'Chazabal, that she had committed adultery, and then again, because the Lavachi, if that was not the case, there was only once that they testified to Matirshe and Neragin, since they wouldn't be executed because Shechayin Leimer, they could technically say Leisa Bailabalu, we weren't coming to execute her, we're only coming to make her forbidden on her husband. So then, if they wouldn't get killed, Afi and Neragis, then she also wouldn't get killed. So it has to be that they already said once, and now they're saying another time, so it's really also by law. Therefore, this must be to make her get executed, only then would they be executed, and then there would be a valid testimony. And that must be the case that we're discussing regarding Isha Chavera, when they didn't warn her.